but there's something's got to be done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Take
care.
See you. Bye. Man, it just, I hated to hear that. It breaks my heart.
It's like a $110,000 reward for information leading to.
No, there it ain't. Nobody's
going to find it. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiaro. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack has endorsed Joe Biden for president. Biden has been focusing on Iowa, campaigning there again today.
Biden is falling behind in this state, at least if you're looking at the polls. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is now leading the pack here. In Des Moines this morning, though, both Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, talked about Iowans as extra thoughtful voters who take their time when deciding how to vote.
Fox's Allison Barber. There's been heavy turnout at Hong Kong polling stations in elections that are expected to be a gauge of public support for the ongoing pro-democracy protests. Residents voting for 452 seats in the city's 18 district councils. A strong showing by the opposition would show that the public still supports the pro-democracy movement. America is listening to Fox News.
Twenty-seven years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hey everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sons Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold front that brought showers to the state today will make it all the way down to the coast by later on this evening. The shower threat ends. It turns colder tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow is a much cooler day with sunshine returning, high in the upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the 30s on Sunday night. Monday's a little warmer, high in the mid-60s. Chances of more showers, maybe a thunderstorm as we get into Tuesday night. And Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that system for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to say a couple of things about the JFK deal, and then we're going to play a Joseph P. Farrell and Dark Journalist, the breakaway security state. UFOs and stuff that Postman's really been talking about for a while. When they found, there's actually a video on YouTube you can watch as Dallas PD and the sheriffs go up into the so-called sniper's nest up in the school book depository, and they bring down a Mauser German rifle. Clearly says Mauser on the side of it, okay? 2 weeks later, it suddenly changes to Mannlicher Carcano. Now, how did that happen? I believe that happened because the Mauser is 7.65 maybe, and the Mannlicher Carcano is like a 6.2 caliber, different caliber guns. Well, the shell casings, there were three of them left up there side by side, and if you've ever fired a rifle, you know as well as I do, when you fire and you cycle and it kicks the cartridge, the empty casing out, it's going to go 15, 20 feet away. They don't wind up right beside you, certainly not in a row, so they were put there. But they do make mistakes, as I have said so many times. They stuck the wrong cartridges there. I believe Malcolm Wallace was up there. The only fingerprints found up there belonged to Malcolm Wallace, which was LBJ's hitman. So they had to swap the rifles because they made the mistake of putting the wrong shells up there, wrong empty casings. That's why that changed. Walter Cronkite, who was a Council on Foreign Relations high-ranking member and a globalist, was in on it. He knew what was going on. He's the one that told us it was a Mannlicher Carcano after he had told us 2 weeks prior that it was a Mauser, but he never explained why. Like I said, they did a paraffin test on Oswald. He had not fired a weapon that day. There's so many different angles to this thing, but just the agency was involved. You got to remember, Oswald was pure agency. That's all he was. They sent him to Russia. They had a secret program to where they would send a young intelligence recruits supposedly defecting to go to Russia to try to get in there to be a spy for us. Well, they called him back. Now, I don't know if they called him back specifically to kill Kennedy or why they called him back, but they did. When he was working in New Orleans, he had a girlfriend, Judith Vary Baker. Now, she's relocated off out of America because of death threats, but she talks about he was CIA. I mean, she knew he was CIA. She was recruited by the CIA because in high school, she figured out I think something to do with splitting atoms or something. She was brilliant in high school. So the agency recruited her immediately. Well, she was his lover because Oswald was married, of course, to Marina at the time. But there's so much stuff she shed on this. Oswald was not the gunman. He did not kill John F. Kennedy. He had not fired a weapon that day. He was, as he said, a patsy. No question. All right, with that out of the way, let's see if we can get this to play. Yeah, here we go.
Hi, this is Dark Journalist. Today I have an exciting show for you with best-selling author and scholar of deep mysteries, Dr. Joseph P. Farrell. Now, Dr. Farrow's recent book, Covert Wars and the Clash of Civilizations, completes his master trilogy of books that attempts to uncover the culture of a breakaway group deep inside the national security state, with access to amazing technology and weapons that's being concealed by covert intelligence operations. Now, Dr. Farrell sees us entering into what he calls a Tower of Babel moment, where ancient legends of interstellar watchers and planetary quarantine come together to panic a small group of secretive paranoid insiders with deep roots to the Nazi paperclip space program. Prepare for a journey into hidden warfare. Here we go. Dr. Joseph P. Farrell, UFOs and the Breakaway Security State.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
It was not anything from this earth that I'm quite sure of, because I was, being an intelligence officer, I was familiar with just about all materials used in aircraft and in our air travel. This is nothing like that. It could not have been.
Joseph, it's great to have you back on the show. I want to say that Covert Wars and the Clash of Civilizations is one of your greatest books.
Thank you.
And I noticed that there's a curveball there in the title, where one might assume that the Clash of Civilizations is between the breakaway civilization and the public one, but actually it's between the breakaway civilization and...
somebody else. That I kind of left as an open-ended question, because what I was trying to do in those three books, and particularly that book, was kind of reverse engineer the policy formation culture of this breakaway national security state, whatever you wish to call it, and try and put myself in their way of thinking, their mode of thinking, since most of this is formulated within the Cold War matrix. And it occurred to me that what they were probably confronted with in their thinking was they're looking at certain UFO activity, which at the minimum had to be considered provocative, if not hostile.
Right.
And that type of behavior would manifest itself in UFOs diving at civilian airliners, showing up at some of our hydrogen bomb tests in the 1950s, showing up over our missile silos in Montana, South Dakota, and so on. I talked about this to some length at the Secret Space Conference, where they would turn off flights of ICBMs, alter the target data, you know, do all this remotely. In the Soviet Union, there's actually a case of a UFO that was seen over a flight of ICBM silos, and it actually initiated the launch sequence.
Wow.
So the Russians are scrambling, you know, to shut this down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before, you know, they start a thermonuclear war. And then, of course, the UFO stopped the launch sequence and off it went and, you know, left the Russians kind of stunned. So you had activity like that. And once you put yourself into that frame of mind and then add to this the mystery surrounding some satellite anomalies, let's put it that way. Frank Edwards, in his Flying Saucers Serious Business, I think it was, points out that the Mariner 4 Mars probe disappeared behind Mars, and of course for that period of time it's out of radio contact, and of course they calculate when it reemerges and radio contact is reestablished. Well, it took 12 extra minutes for it to reemerge.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously there's no evidence that this was UFO activity or anything else, but it's strange in the context that during the 1960s, one of our Telstar communications satellites, I think it was the Telstar 4, the Telstar just went offline. I mean, the Air Force just assumed that it had been hit by a meteorite or something, and, you know, that they'd lost the satellite. Well, a few months later, the satellite comes back online. just starts up. So, you know, adding it all together, you know, you put yourself into the position of the national security state, and they've got to be thinking, well, okay, we've got this UFO activity. They're doing strange things like monitoring hydrogen bomb tests and turning our missiles on and off. And, you know, satellites are disappearing and then coming back. So from the standpoint of the national security establishment, that's got to be that would have to have been assumed to be provocative, if not hostile action, because of...
Okay, let's hit this short break, and we'll come play this when we get back. Be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
At that point, most of the communications in the world, you know, it's beginning to move to satellite-based communications. That means international financial clearing.
That's right.
Is moving to satellite basis. So that's got to be, you know, that's got to be perceived as a national security issue. So they're going to try and respond to this.
Yeah.
And my reasoning here is at this point, you know, given the post-war period, the establishment of this secret system of finance that I think that President Truman established in 1947, which is a crucial year, of course. You have Roswell, you have the National Security Act.
Yes.
That they're going to take this secret system of finance and use it expressly for the purpose of a multi-decade kind of mega Manhattan project to design the technologies to at least achieve some sort of parity of performance with UFO technology.
Now, that's intriguing. You know, I recently interviewed Catherine Austin Fitz, the former assistant housing secretary and financial expert, and she identifies this period of the National Security Act as the creation of this mechanism for draining the public economy into this black budget UFO economy. So there is some synchronicity there.
And that, incidentally, is an interesting thing, because Secretary Fitz came to the same sort of conclusion about the federal budget, but from a very different route.
Uh-huh.
She began to notice all of these very strange financial anomalies, mortgage fraud on a huge basis, and her conclusion was, well, why would you need all that money? Well, that money far exceeds any covert operations funding requirements in the post-war period. I mean, we're dealing with billions, if not trillions, of dollars.
Right.
And once you say that, then covert operations isn't going to account for that enormous amount of money. So her conclusion was, yeah, they're using this to fund some sort of technological development. So that in effect is what I think is going on. And coupled to this with these indications of kind of provocative UFO activity, you have probably, in my estimation, the realization on the part of the national security establishment that they're in some sort of Tower of Babel moment of history again.
Right.
So they're going to go back and they're going to look at ancient texts. They're going to see what possibly they might be able to learn from them. I think they can learn a great deal. You know, I've been writing a lot of books about that aspect of things.
Sure.
I think they're going to discover, if they read certain texts that they're describing in as technical a language as they know how, they're describing technological effects, they're describing the physics. I think that's particularly true in the case of texts like the Mesopotamian Enuma Elish, some other texts as well, the Hindu epics, Mahabharata and Ramayana.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to look at these texts and realize, well, we're in a Tower of Babel moment again. So we have to do something to prevent another intervention in human affairs. So they're going to try and establish some sort of technological parity and even maybe resort to psychological operations of some sort against whoever it is that's behind the UFO phenomenon. They're going to try to stalemate the situation, you know, a little bit of gunboat diplomacy.
Right.
They will try to design systems that show that humanity has the capacity to engineer physics systems on planetary and even stellar scales.
Okay.
And please don't get me wrong, you know, people realize that I've done all this research and publication in the Nazi technology and the Nazi aspect of this story.
And yeah.
When I was doing that, I was accused, well, you're ignoring ET, you're ignoring extraterrestrials, you know, it's not all Nazis, which I never assumed. You know, that was never my working hypothesis.
Okay.
So I'm not setting ET in opposition to secret covert Nazi developments. I think they're supplementary aspects of the same story.
Okay, that's a good clarification on that. I think what would be great at this point would be if you could give us your basic interpretation of the Tower of Babel story, and then a more esoteric interpretation based on your own research and perceptions.
Briefly, if you go back and look at the Tower of Babel story,
okay,
in Genesis 11, it's a very odd story. Because if you put it in the context of the rest of the Old Testament theological construct, every time that you have an intervention by God in human affairs, it is always in the context that humanity is doing something sinful or immoral.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm going to go down there and, you know, knock some heads together and
like know. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, that whole story. And the Tower of Babel is uniquely different because it doesn't say this. It doesn't give you that impression at all if you read the story and the text very carefully. What it says was, and the Lord, Yahweh Elohim, I think in the Hebrew, I'd have to check the Hebrew to make sure, but the Lord God, you know, noticed that they were building this tower which could reach unto heaven. And here's the key text, which if they completed, they would be able to do whatsoever they imagined to do.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, the tower isn't perceived as much as something immoral. They construe it more as a threat.
Right.
In other words, if mankind is able to do this, they'll be able to do whatever they imagine to do. Well, that implies the physics. In other words, in my understanding, the tower that can reach unto heaven is a physics that's able to grasp and manipulate the fabric of space-time. That's the heavenly reach.
Huh.
So in other words, it's implying the ability to manipulate the fabric of space-time, zero-point energy, quantum vacuum flux, whatever you want to call it. And if that's the case, then it's a threat, you see. So the gods come down.
Interesting. Now, you say that one of the priorities of this breakaway group is to study these ancient interactions between humans and this other force so they can understand what they're up against.
Right.
And this is where you postulate your Tower of Babel moment theory. So my question is, when did we arrive at this Tower of Babel moment this time? And what is it?
It's that period, in my opinion, in modern history where the breakaway group realizes that humanity is entering that moment where human technology poses an implicit threat to someone.
Okay.
And therefore, that they have to get humanity through this period to some sort of parity or near parity technologically and stave off any possible intervention.
Uh-huh.
And in my opinion, we're still in it. But I think it's very interesting. If you read Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso's Day After Roswell, you know, he tends to be, dismissed by ufology now.
Right.
But I think that Corso, you know, he makes these kind of wild Walter Mitty claims for himself.
Yeah.
But Corso, I think, has to be read much more closely than this, because I do think he's letting things out, but doing so in such a way that if you don't read him carefully and closely, you're going to miss what he's saying.
Okay.
But one of the things that he says in that book that fascinates me is his claim that during the late Reagan administration, we were able to, quote-unquote, stalemate the ETs.
Wow.
So in other words, he's suggesting something very similar to what I'm suggesting. He's suggesting that we were in a Tower of Babel moment. We had to make some sort of technological demonstration of parity or near parity, and that we did.
Uh-huh.
And now things are kind of on hold.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, I think there's something to his logic, because you know, if you reverse engineer the decision making process of the national security establishment after World War II, this is what they're facing. This is what they would have concluded, I think, and they would have busily set themselves on the task of trying to create technological emulations of the UFO. And I think to a certain extent they succeeded.
Okay, yeah. Corso is interesting for a number of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I agree with you that the way he's regarded by researchers in ufology doesn't really add up to his high level of expertise in these matters. I mean, so he had real credentials. He was a high-ranking military intelligence officer in the Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations.
Yes.
He's certainly in pivotal roles that would allow him access to the level of, you know, secret information that he claimed.
And with that, we're going to take a break. So we'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back with us.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. I'd like to invite you down here to join us on the river. If you hadn't ever been here, we're right easy to get to, right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit. Then you're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville. That's right, Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find the Oyster Bar. But along the way, you're going to pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a place down here. You can come stay the night or the weekend or stay a month with us and come down here and enjoy being on the river. Go out and do a little fishing, a little camping out late at night with a fire and coming over to the Oyster Bar and cooking up some fresh seafood for you. Fried, steamed, grill. We got good old snapper on the grill, hamburgers, ribeye steaks that are good eating. Know you can check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page for Capital Oyster Bar, or check it all out at the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. You can see what's going on down here with the campground. We're going to be looking for you. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we've been missing you. Come on.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold front that brought showers to the state today will make it all the way down to the coast by later on this evening. The shower threat ends. It turns colder tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow is a much cooler day with sunshine returning, high in the upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the 30s on Sunday night. Monday's a little warmer, high in the mid-60s. Chances of more showers, maybe a thunderstorm as we get into Tuesday night. And Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that system for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Claims, and it just doesn't seem logical to assume that he's making it up. As we know, his claims weren't exactly greeted with open arms by his military superiors. And I know there were a few lawsuits even against him when he passed away. So it hardly fits the profile of an intelligence operation. No. You know, I can see, as you say, he may have exaggerated his own role a little bit. But his story of ET military intervention appears to be on solid ground.
Right, right.
So what we basically get from Colonel Corso is he's saying pretty much what you just spelled out there. which is that Reagan and Gorbachev got together and devised a way to hold off this Tower of Babel moment, at least temporarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what I think he's saying. Which again, you know, that raises other interesting questions, because it raises the question, just what do the Russians have that they're not talking about?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is fascinating. You know, I want to back up to that breakaway security state group one more time.
Sure.
So they basically understood that this nuclear reaction had garnered some interest from this ET presence out there. And they knew that the nuclear technology was somehow a gateway technology to emulating the performance of these UFOs, and that the visitors were very concerned about this.
Right.
Now, I made a list from your book of possible sources for that advanced technology in our skies since the 19th century. You can tell me how this all works, but basically here it is. So there's secret societies, post-war Nazi advanced technology.
Mm-hmm.
The breakaway civilization inside the national security state. Secret projects from other countries like China and Russia. And extraterrestrial crafts visiting the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all of these as the sources for the advanced technology we're seeing in our skies. But you mentioned something very interesting about this breakaway group, which is that they understand that with the sheer number of sightings, that it suggests mm-hmm. a production capacity far beyond the scale of anything post-war Nazis would be capable of, and also what other countries could pull off.
All right, with that being said, I'm going to take a phone call. Frank's here, and let's get to Frank's very important. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, hey, Frank.
I'm good. Hey, by the way, what you're playing right now, I think it's got a lot of bearing on kind of what's either happening
mm-hmm.
or going to happen right now in Syria. And I'll just kind of leave it at that. I'm going to bring some things up here in a minute kind of about it. But, hey, I might have misunderstood, and maybe I didn't. Did you guys mention earlier in your show that you thought there were different Satans?
Yes.
Or different Lucifers?
Well, yeah, not that they were different, but Satan, the devil, Lucifer, and Beelzebub, all of them are different entities altogether. They're not the same person.
Okay. Where do you find that?
I'm not sure where I found that. Of course, just doing research, you know, they do have different qualities about them. But
I'm abstaining.
Yeah, I forget. I just know that...
Okay, let me help you out here, okay?
Yeah.
We talked about this on the show a couple times.
Yeah, we did. Enoch, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Enoch chapter 40, okay? And it talks about if it's Enoch 47 through 9, and it says, the fourth voice I heard extolling the, they call them impious angels, or the Satan, the five Satans, and prohibiting them from entering into the presence of the Lord of Spirit, and to prefer accusations against the inhabitants of the earth, okay? And that's where it talks about Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and the fourth angel, the one that held these Satans back, is called Phanuel, Phanuel, okay, of the Most High God, all right? So, yeah, that's very, it's very, very specific. And there, to me, there's actually five of them, five different deals. But what I wanted to call tonight about is a couple of different things, because we talked about the 70 shepherds of Israel and the prophecy of Enoch, okay? And if you recall, and what's happening right now in Israel, I don't know if you're following their elections, but it's extremely interesting right now. Have you heard what happened this week?
I've heard about Netanyahu.
Yeah, he got an indicted.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not anything to do with the election. Okay, that's they're after Netanyahu just like they are Trump.
Sure.
Okay, the left in Israel is after him just like they are in Trump. Okay.
Yep.
But here's a couple of things, all right? And these are the facts. Okay, first of all, according to Israeli news on November 19th, a powerful anti-Israeli rabbi, and I really didn't know there existed such a thing, so I started researching today, connected to the Clintons and the Obamas, lands in Jerusalem to bring down Netanyahu.
Wow.
Okay? Now, it didn't work, okay, but his name is Satmar Rabbi. To Israel. And Satmar, if you do some research on the term Satmar, it explains a lot about what this deal is, okay? But what he was trying to do was to bring down Benjamin Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Israel now is in unprecedented territory, okay? Going to have to go for a third vote as the Gantz coalition bid fell, all right? Hmm. Now, remember, there's in order to win an Israel election, you have to win 61 votes, what's called the Knesset, all right? And Netanyahu got 32 and the Gantz got 33.
Wow.
But never in the history of Israel has there ever been a third election, all right? Never. Now, no Israel party has ever won 61 of the Knesset, 120 seats. So every government has been a coalition of parties and making its own demands for joining. This time, Benny Gantz won 33 seats and Netanyahu won 32, like I said. But suddenly, the members of the Joint Arab List has won 13 seats. So in order to win, you've got to somehow bring them into your coalition, okay? Wow. Now, I'm going to leave that and put a comma there for just a second. Trump's withdrawal from Syria has Israel on edge. I think for a lot of different reasons, but I think President Trump is clearing the stage for Israel. November 19, 2019, Israel strikes dozens of Iranian targets in Syria following rocket attacks. Okay? That happens all the time, but it's getting much more severe in the last week. And then, Postman, I know you're going to know this. We talked about this before, but it's getting... I've seen it now on several different publications that the Russians, the Iranian, or the Iraqis, and the Turkish military is fighting the Anunnaki in Syria.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've been there since I would say 2007, 2008. You know, and
yeah. Apparently, they found a whole pocket of Anunnaki now. I'm not going to go into tonight because I got some other stuff. That ties into perfectly what you're talking about, you know, that you just played. And it really does. Trust me, it ties in perfectly. But the 70 shepherds, remember the 70 shepherd prophecy?
Right.
Enoch speaks as the shepherds are rulers that govern Israel, not just the past, but in the future. And in his vision, Enoch saw there would be 70 shepherds of Israel. And we've talked about this before, and I'll just give you the last five or six, okay? You had Benjamin, Menachem Begin, Yitzhak Shamir, Simon Perez, Yoad Barak, Ariel Sharon, Umad Omar, and Benjamin Netanyahu, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the 70 shepherds of Israel. By the way, Israel was reestablished in the year 1948, so they're 71 years old, and some would argue 70, depending on the time and... You know, whatever. All right. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Netanyahu was born in 1949. He's 70 years old. Okay. 70 shepherds. All these 70s are showing up. Enoch's 70 generation prophecy of Enoch 10. Okay. About binding. And the Lord said to Michael, go bind Temajaza and his associates who have marked themselves with women and defile themselves with them and their uncleanness. And he says, and hold them fast for 70 generations. We've talked about this on here before, too, okay?
Yeah.
Most people believe the 70 generation ended sometime in the last 20 to 30 years, okay? And considering that a watcher angel was bound by God, supposedly around somewhere between 2950 and 3000 B.C., and are due to be released after the 70 generations for the Book of Enoch, okay, if you take that, that brings you to the late 19, between 1980 and 1990, where we're at right now, okay? My point is, you've got all these 70s that are showing up all of a sudden, all right? The 70 shepherds, the 70 generations, Israel 70 years old, Benjamin Netanyahu could be the last shepherd, all right? If Enoch is correct, and I believe 100% that he is, something's happening, all right? What does that tie in with Syria? And I tell you what, guys, what I found this week blew my... Syria's been an interesting week. I mean...
Yeah, tell me about
to
it.
To me, tell me about it, with what I found about this other deal we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm, I know. I can't wait to hear what you the rest of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway... Jesus came on a mission other than just to save mankind. Okay?
Yep.
Now, where do you hear the Book of Enoch referenced any place in the Bible that anybody ever talks about other than Jude 1:14? Okay? And there was, he talks, and it was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his holy ones. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's, and but here, I'm gonna show you tonight where Enoch, you would not believe how he influenced the New Testament. Okay? And then I'm going to tie Syria into it. All right? Isaiah 53:5. But he was pierced with our transgressions, and he crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. Everything in the Bible talks about transgressions that we've been taught is that Jesus came because of our transgressions, okay, to save us.
Right.
Until you go to Galatians 3:19, I talked about this last couple weeks. Why then the law? It was added because of transgression until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, okay? The transgressions of the fallen angels, the watchers, and then the bastardly demon spirit, okay? Because it's plural. And it always references, Mount Hermon and the Golan Heights. And that's where Jesus went on the transfiguration in Matthew 17:1 and Mark 9:2. That's where they went. They went to Mount Hermon, okay, better known as the Golan Heights. This blew me away, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Psalm 83 is getting real close.
Yeah, the war.
And it's got something more to do than just with Damascus. I believe it's got a lot to do with what Postman's been talking about, what your tape's talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to happen in Syria. And I think it's already happening right now in northern Syria, okay? But, with that said, the Golan Heights today, there are approximately 27,000 Arabs, including at least 26,000 Druze, okay? Have you ever heard the term Druze, D-R-U-Z-E?
No. I haven't.
They are citizens of Syria, but they live in the Golan Heights, okay? And their conditions are 10 times better than they were between 1948 and 1967, when it was ran by the Syrian government.
I bet.
Okay? But the Israeli Druze are a unique religious and an ethnic minority among Arab citizens of Israel, okay? And in 1957, the Israel government designated a Druze district and allowed them to vote and set up and become part of the Israeli defense.
Wow. Wow, that's a big deal.
You've got Syrians that are in Israeli defense forces. They're Muslims. Mm-hmm. They don't consider them the bad Muslim. They consider them the good Muslim, okay? Mm-hmm. But today there are approximately 26,000 Jewish residents in 33 communities that live in the Golan Heights or the slopes of Mount Hermon, okay? And remember, that's... go ahead.
Say it again. What are you saying? Are you saying Druze or what?
D-R-U-Z-E.
No. D-R-U-Z-E. Druze.
Yeah.
You know,
Druze is the term, okay, for the Muslim population, the Arab population that lives in the Golan Heights, okay, that are technically Syrian. They're Syrian.
Okay. Okay.
But they're accepted by the Israelis.
Okay.
What I'm
trying to do is I'm trying to harken back to the 70s. You know, when I used to watch television, but didn't know what I was looking at. I remember that. I remember that name being term used in those days. But I thought they was talking about Jews, like Jews.
No,
you know, when Jews. I was a kid. I was a young boy. I was, you know, maybe 8, 9, 10 years old. But now you've come and said that these people exist. I mean, I you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
they're called Druze. Look at it. D-R-U-Z-E.
Okay.
You'd be shocked. Now.
Terry, did you know it?
There's more.
Go ahead.
The Trump and the... Do you need to go for a break?
No, not yet. Go ahead.
Okay, the Trump administration made an announcement indicating that this is what Trump's done so far for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That the United States will declare the Jewish communities of Judea, Samaria, is not a violation of international law. And then on March 21st, 2019, he declared, okay, that the Golan Heights, which is critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel, okay, is totally accepted. And then we all know that he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Remove the embassy, okay?
So he's done three different things, all right? Specifically, two of them centering on the Golan Heights and Mount Hermon, and that ties, all that has to do with Syria, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, and I was going to go into Lake of Fire tonight, and we're the Lake of Fire, but I know we're almost out of time. By the way, the Lake of Fire is taken totally out of the Book of Enoch. In fact, as I got, let me just give you just a summation before I quit here, before I end. Actually, Matthew 3:11, Matthew 25:41, Matthew 5:22, Mark 9:43, James, Peter, Revelation, five different places, quote the Book of Enoch.
Wow. It's a big deal. That's why they kept it from us.
That's exactly what, because, Terry, back then, they knew that that was part of the Bible.
Yep.
Okay, they were quoting the Old Testament.
Yep.
You know, Syria. But my point is, watch Syria. Something is about to unfold in Syria, and it ties in, because next week, folks, I'm going to ask about the battle with this Dulce in New Mexico. Okay. And all of that.
Oh, yeah, Dulce. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the tape you play, it ties in to, I think, what's going to be either unfolded or at least partially unveiled that's happening in Syria right now. And eventually, that's why Israel is going to nuke Damascus. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Because of what's happening. But I throw that there for food for thought. And,
cool.
And guys, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank all you, right. Frank.
Hey, let me ask something before you go. I'm okay. Sorry, Terry.
Go ahead.
Let me ask something before you go. Have you ever read the second Esdras?
The what?
Second Esdras.
How do you spell that? Because no,
E-S-D-R-A-S.
E-S-D-R-A-S.
Okay. No, I haven't.
All right. Read that and get back with me.
Spell it one more time.
E-S-D-R-A-S.
Okay.
I think you can find that in the same ones that you find, like, the Maccabees in.
Yeah. Okay. I will. Because it's getting really interesting, guys. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Frank.
I appreciate it.
See you.
All right.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to about 2 minutes of clearing the air before we hit our five-minute break. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. We've kind of been all over the place tonight. Everything's starting to fall into place, folks. If you don't study the Bible, shame on you. You should, because it's telling us everything that's going to happen. And you know what amazes me is when I listen to the various hosts, not just on this network, but everywhere, and they start trying to figure out what's going on. They never bring the Bible into it, and I don't understand that, you know? The Bible is 100% accurate because it's, look at where the source is from, you know. It's 100, it's never wrong. So why would you not look at the Bible? I don't get that. And, you know, hosts on this network who purport to be Christians never talk about prophecy or the Bible. I don't get that. It's right there. I mean, God doesn't want us to perish because of a lack of knowledge. He gives us everything we need. Now, a lot of it's been hidden from us, which is where... been hidden from us. I had to turn Jason's microphone off because he's crunching over there.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's been hidden from us, you know, because they don't want us to know. The powers that shouldn't be have kept so much from us. Number one, they don't want us to know who we truly are, the power that we hold, and they don't want us to know who our Creator is. They want to, you know, they make fun of that. If you're a Christian, they make fun of you. If your kids are Christians, they don't dare mention Jesus when they go to school. The kids will make fun of them. That's just kind of the atmosphere that we created in this country, that we've allowed to be created, because they kick God out. Anytime you kick God out, that vacuum will attract something, and it will always be evil that'll come in to take its place. We got Baal worship going on in this country. We're following the path, as I said this on, I think, Greg's show. I don't know, maybe it was the one after that, David's show, I don't know. But we're following the path of ancient Israel. This is exactly what happened. All these terrible, horrible things, these sins that were hidden, suddenly become out in the light. And not only are they accepted, before long,